Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by my first guest of the day, Karen Ferguson from Indigo Training, and she's here to tell us about her company, and it's really interesting subject, so I'm really pleased that you're here today. So it's really nice to meet you.
Thank you, and you, Michelle.
And we've been having a little chat off air. I've been firing questions at Karen. Go on, tell us. So first of all, tell us about Indigo Training and what you do.
Okay, well, we offer qualifications in hypnotherapy. We offer a foundation course, which allows people to come along and learn not just about hypnotherapy but also about themselves, because you'd be amazed how much people change when they go through a training course such as we offer. And then we do the full practitioner's course, which is a 450-hour course. It involves 20 tutor days and work in between, lots of practical work, and it leads to a professional qualification. So after that, once you become insured, you can practice as a professional hypnotherapist and help people with all sorts of things.
Now, can anybody go into hypnotherapy?
I think in terms of, you know, it's a caring profession, so yes, you have to want to work with people. Pretty much anybody can. The course involves, it does involve essays and questions and answers, so there is theoretical side to it, but it's the practical side that's more important. You've got to be able to work with people, or at least learn how to work with people. So it's not that people can't, it's just whether it would be the right career for them.
You've been a therapist and a trainer for about 25 years, so you've got loads of experience.
Well, actually, it's 18. I'm not quite that old, but
who put the 25? Somebody's giving something 25 years.
I think that's a combination of me and my deputy Hillary. Between us, we've probably got that. Yeah, I qualified as a hypnotherapist in 2000, and I've been training people for about 12 years now.
A lot of people will think hypnotherapy, because this first thing I said anxiety, then I went weight loss, give up smoking. There is a wide range of things that hypnotherapy work for, so give us some of the
absolutely. I mean, we work with confidence, self-esteem, fears, phobias, anxieties, habits, yes, the quit smoking and weight loss. We can work with goal achievement. We can help people stick to a training regime if they want to go and run the London Marathon. I helped somebody earlier this year who was going over to Nepal, who wanted to do all the walking through the mountains but was anxious about the heights, so I helped him through with that. He had a fantastic time. He came back afterwards and showed me the photos. You know, we can work with any number of things that stem from childhood. If you're stuck in constantly going through bad relationships because you keep repeating the same patterns, we can help you look at why you're doing that and help change your thought processes so you make different choices in the future.
Because some people say, I could never be hypnotized. You must hear it all the time. So is it everybody can be hypnotized and it will work for the majority of people?
Yeah, it does work for the majority. Usually the only time it doesn't work is if the person just doesn't want it to work. You know, people have this opinion that hypnotherapy is this weird and wonderful thing. Well, it is wonderful, but most people, if not everybody, has been in a state of hypnosis. You know, when you do a journey and you do the same journey a lot of times and you get to the other end, you go, I don't remember that last bit.
Yeah.
That's a form of hypnosis. Mm. So if you've driven and you've done that, you have been in a form of hypnosis. It is quite simply a deliberately induced state of relaxation. So pretty much everybody's been in it.
And does it take several, if somebody was going for hypnotherapy, this is on the other side of the coin, does it take several attempts to get the message to go through, or does it just work for different people?
It really depends on the person, it depends on the issue, it depends how long they've had the issue for, it can depend on the skill of the therapist. You know, there are lots of things that come into play here as to how often or how many sessions a person is going to need before they resolve an issue.
So when somebody comes to you and they say, I'd love to get into being a hypnotherapist, I want to help people, and, you know, is there areas they can specialise in, or is this course, does it cover all aspects?
Our course is actually, because it's really comprehensive, I deliberately set out to do this. I went to an organisation that insists that 450 hours is the absolute minimum training you should do, because I wanted to make sure we could cover all areas so that people can set up in professional practice. So although they can continue on, and they do, people come back to us time and again for our workshops, our CPD events and our other courses, they will be taught enough on our course to set themselves up in a professional practice. People then find, you know, they might want to specialise in something. They can then do more study with us if that's what they want to do, and specialise in a certain area. But lots of people, I find, they tend to work across the board and work with pretty much most issues.
So if you're interested, you know, you might be at home or you might be returning back after having children and you want to be able to have your own business, this is a great business because obviously you do the hours you want. You can have a practice or you can have people come to your home, as I did with the hypnotherapist I saw. It's a great business to get into.
Absolutely. You know, it's a Monday. So I could choose not to see my clients and come down here and see you. And, you know, and I've got an 8-year-old, so I can be there to pick her up from school if I want to. I do work some evenings, so I'm not always there. But, yeah, if I want to take some time off to go on holiday with my children, then I can do that. If I don't want to work, you know, you can't do this job 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. For us, 20 client hours, 20 face-to-face hours is full-time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been over the years, I've been really lucky. I mean, I've earned more than lots of my friends that have had to work full time to do what they do, because it's not just the working but with the childcare and everything like that as well. But because I can be flexible with my hours, I can do all of those things.
Now, you've got a great website, which is allthews.indigotraining.org. And if you go there, you can find out about the courses, the amount of time that you'll need to spend training. And it goes through the list of everything that you need to know. And obviously, you can contact Karen and have a chat on the phone and just sort of say, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. We were talking just before, and I wanted to mention this because there's something called hypnoanalysis, which everyone will be clapping me for getting that pronunciation
well
right.
Done.
So tell us about it, because it's really interesting.
This is a bit of a more advanced technique. The things that we deal with in our life, you know, we respond to certain things based on what we learn as a child, because when we learn new things, we learn them as a child. And all of our emotions and our experiences and everything we've ever experienced gets stored in our subconscious mind. And our subconscious drives all of our behaviours. Now, the main aim for the subconscious essentially is to keep you alive. So if it starts to do something and that works, it keeps doing it. It doesn't have the capacity to go, you're 27 now, do you think maybe you should stop slamming doors? No, it knows that that's what happens. Mm. So all of these things get stored there. And the important thing to remember is what we experience. Nothing is good or bad. Everything just is. It only becomes one or the other once we attach an emotion to it. So it's the emotion that we attach to an event that causes us the problem.
Mm.
So in hypnoanalysis, we have the capability to go back to the first time that the person attached an emotion to an event and help them safely to release the emotion.
Yeah.
Because once the emotion's gone, it doesn't have a hold on them anymore. And then the next time something comes up, they can see it and deal with it from an adult perspective. And as adults, generally, we have better coping mechanisms.
The training that you do, is it groups or is it on a one-to-one basis? How does that work?
No, it's groups. We have a venue in Bishop Stortford that we use in Essex at the moment. It is group work. They meet every 3 weeks. It's from 10 till 6. So they do theoretical work, but a lot of practical work. Because to me, it's really important that you have the chance to practice with a skilled therapist there. You know, we do the theory, but you can read the theory at home and ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't got somebody there to help you when you're doing the practical stuff and you get it wrong, how are you going to know that you're doing it wrong or, in fact, doing it right unless you've got the guidance of a therapist in the room with you?
Now, I have to say, your voice has put me in a trance. You could see I couldn't be a therapist, Karen, because I talk too quickly. I don't think people have enough chance to get it in their heads, but you've got a really good pace with your voice.
Thank you, but trust me, when I teach, I speak really fast. I am really quick when I train people. It's just the way I do. But yeah, you're right. But that, funny enough, that's something you learn when you train, is how to slow your voice down. Most students talk 19 to the dozen because they're nervous and they just want to get it out. Mm. But as you get used to it, because it's meant to be relaxing to the therapist as well, because you yourself go into a light state of hypnosis when you're working with a client, because you have to slow your voice down, so your breathing slows down, so your whole body slows down. So yeah, it's two-way street. It's great.
Excellent. It's lovely to meet you today.
And
it's
you.
Lovely to meet you. And if you want to get into the world of hypnotherapy, and you can be self-employed.
Absolutely. You can work your own hours. You can set exactly what you want to do. It is perfect for lots of people. You know, I started this before I had children, but, you know, it really has been fantastic because I have been able to be so flexible in my hours and looking after my children as well. You know, it really has made a huge difference to my life.